Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Moed Katan. Daf Bey is the first daf in Meseches Moed Katan. Today's shiur is sponsored by three people. It's sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. It's sponsored by Avram Forman, Lezecher Nishmas, his father, Pesach David ben Avram, Olav HaShalom, the Neshama Shadab and Aliyah. And it's sponsored by the Psachim boys, thanking the shiur for allowing them to continue to learn and complete Meseches Megillah together for the first time since Rav Polakoff's shiur at BMT. So shkoyach to the Psachim boys and Mazel Tov. I think by now they need to find for themselves a new name because they finished many, many mesechtas with the shiur, Baruch Hashem. So we thank all the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So today, as we mentioned, we are beginning Meseches Moed Katan. Meseches Moed Katan is primarily, we'll talk a little bit about what the Masechta is about, and then we'll give an overview of the daf, and then we'll dive in. So the Masechta is primarily about all of the halachas of Chol HaMoed. Why is it called Moed Katan? It's called Moed Katan because obviously Chol HaMoed is part of the Moed. It falls in between the Moedim of the first days of Pesach and the last days of Pesach, the first days of Sukkot and the last days of Sukkot. There are restrictions as to what you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed vis-a-vis Malacha. There are other mitzvahs that you are supposed to do on Chol HaMoed. However, it's obviously not as stringent as the Yontif itself. So it doesn't have a din of a full-fledged Moed. It is a din of a shtickl Moed. And therefore, it's called Moed Katan because it's a lower level of Kedusha, certainly than the days of Yontif themselves. The third parak of the Masechta is going to talk extensively about Hilchos Avelos. So again, the first two parakim of the Masechta are going to talk about Chol HaMoed. Third parak is going to talk about Hilchos Avelos. So one note which will come up in the course of the Shiurim, so the Rashi that's printed on the side of the page here, Meseches Moed Katan, doesn't appear to be the real Rashi. How do we know that? Because the Perush HaKuntres, which is quoted by Tosfos and other Rishonim, does not match up with what's printed here on the side of the page and designated as Perush Rashi. However, in the 1960s, there was a manuscript which was attributed to Rashi, which was found, and that matches up more closely with Rashi as quoted, as cited by the other Rishonim. That Rashi is printed here on the side of the Masechta in the very, very small print, if you could see it, and it's called Rashi Ksav Yad. So that is supposed to be the actual Perush of Rashi, that's reputed to be the actual Perush of Rashi on the Masechta. So again, we're going to talk primarily in the Masechta about the halachos of Chol HaMoed, and the first Mishnah in the Masechta is going to talk about various things that you're allowed to do, various types of work, various types of malacha that you're allowed to do in your field on Chol HaMoed. So generally speaking, what's mutter on Chol HaMoed, and this will come through in the course of the Gemara today, but generally speaking, what's mutter on Chol HaMoed is something that's called a Davar HaAvod. So what's a Davar HaAvod? So a Davar HaAvod is something that if you do the work now, then you're going to be able to save yourself from losing money. You're going to save yourself from losing an opportunity. However, if you don't do the work now, then you're going to lose money. So a Davar HaAvod, it comes out very, very clearly in connection with working a field, which luckily is most of what the Gemara is talking about because it was an agrarian society back then. So if you have a field, so you can imagine, you could either water your field, in which case the field is going to continue to produce crops, and you're going to be sustained by the field. Or if you don't water the field, then everything in the field is going to die, and you're going to lose all your crops for the year. So that's the quintessential Davar HaAvod. So even though a Davar HaAvod is mutar on Chol HaMoed, we're going to see that you're allowed to do a Davar HaAvod only if it doesn't involve a Tircha Yisera. What exactly is the Tircha Yisera? We're going to see over the course of the Gemara. The other general category of malacha, which is going to be mutar on Chol HaMoed, is something which is l'tzorech harabim. So if there's a communal need to do something, let's say to repair a broken road or something on Chol HaMoed, so that you're going to be allowed to do as well, even though it's not necessarily considered to be a davar avod, but because it's a tzorech rabim. Interestingly enough, when it comes to a tzorech rabim, there is no limitation of tircha yisera. So whereas by a personal pursuit that's a davar avod, so therefore technically the malacha is mutar on chalamoid, still you have to make sure that you're not overexerting yourself. You have to make sure that there is no tircha yaseira. By a tzorech rabim, there is no such limitation. Even if it involves a tircha yaseira, you're still allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to do the malacha. Now, fundamentally, we're going to see that there is a machlokes, and this is going to come through in the Gemara, there's a machlokes about the nature of the iser malacha on Chol HaMoed. The Gemara is going to be quoting Psukim about the iser malacha on Chol HaMoed, and so there was really a three-way machlokes in the Rishonim, although primarily we focus on two of these deyas in the Gemara, but there's a three-way machlokas Rishonim about the nature of the Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed. So one shita says that the Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed is an Isser Da'araisa, just like the Isser Malacha on Yontav is an Isser Da'araisa. On the other extreme, there's a shita that says, no, the Isser on Chol HaMoed is only an Isser Midrabanan, and all the psukim that we're quoting is an Asmachta Bialma. And then the third shita, which seems to be the shita that's accepted primarily, is that it's sort of a hybrid, that the Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed is an Isser Midaraisa, the general Isser Malacha. However, what exactly is included in the Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed, L'masvanar Kosov Ela L'Chachamim. So that power was vested to the Chachamim. So there is this sort of hybrid status of the Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed, that conceptually, the fact that there is an Isser Malacha is an Isser Midaraisa, but the specifics of what's going to be mutter, what's going to be usser on Chol HaMoed, that was left to the Chachamim. And that's going to be mistaber, because over the next couple of dafim, we're going to see that the Chachamim said that you're not supposed to do something. What do you mean the Chachamim said? If the Isser Malacha is an Isser Midaraisa? No, because the concept of Isser Malacha could be an Isser Midaraisa, but the particulars could still be Midrabanan. So that's a general overview of the Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed. No better way to illustrate this than to dive into the Mishnah and the ensuing Gemara. And again, today we're going to talk all about the various types of fields and the work in the field that you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. What's a davar avod? What's not a davar avod? What's tirchi yaseira? What's not tirchi yaseira? And the Mishnah, you're going to notice right away, is going to compare the halachos of Chol HaMoed to the halachos of Shviyas, because to the halachos of Shemitah, what you're allowed to do when you're working ground in Shemitah, certain sort of preparatory actions that you're allowed to take perhaps during Shemitah, and that's because the halachos of Shemitah and Chol HaMoed are similar in a certain respect. So the Mishnah and the ensuing Gemara is going to treat both of those situations. So says the Mishnah as follows. So mashkin beis hashlachin b'moed. So you were allowed to water an irrigated field on Chol HaMoed. Now, why are you allowed to water an irrigated field? Because the field generally takes water because it's irrigated. And so if you're going to withhold water from the field on Chol HaMoed, then you're going to starve out all the crops in the field. They're going to die. Therefore, it's considered a davar avod. It's considered to be a davar avod. You're going to cause yourself a loss if you don't do it. Therefore, you're allowed to do that malacha on Chol HaMoed. So you're allowed to water a field that's irrigated because it already depends on you for water. Ubishvias, and similarly, you're allowed to do that during Shemitah. Why? Because the dinim of Shemitah are similar to the dinim of Chol HaMoed, as we just said. Now, when we said that you're allowed to water an irrigated field, so you're allowed to do that, bein mimayin sheyatza mitchila, whether it's from a newly emerged spring, bein mimayin shelo yatza mitchila, or whether it's from a spring that's already in existence. Now, why would there even be a distinction between a newly emerged spring and a spring that's already in existence? So the answer is because to dig a newly emerged spring is going to be more tircha than stam to water a field with a spring that's already there. So in other words, what the Mishnah is telling us is that I'm allowed to water an irrigated field with a newly emerged spring, and even though it involves a level of tircha, it's not considered tircha yisera, and therefore I'm going to be allowed to do it. And we're going to see in Tosfos, we'll say that even that I'm allowed to dig a newly emerged spring, even though if I'm digging into fresh soil, there's a greater risk that the walls are going to cave in and then I'm going to make for myself more of a tircha. No, we're not afraid of that. And therefore, you're allowed to dig a new spring in order to bring water to an irrigated field on Chol HaMoed. Similarly, by Shemitah, says the Mishnah, continues, Avol ein mashken lo mimei agashamim v'lo mimei akilon. Even though I'm allowed to water an irrigated field from a spring, I'm not allowed to use rainwater, and I'm not allowed to use well water. Why not? Because we're going to see in the Gemara in a couple of days why I'm not allowed to use rainwater. Why I'm not allowed to use water from a well should be intuitive by now, right? Because the water is deep down in the well. I have to raise it up with a pail. I'm going to be sitting schlepping the pail all chalamoid, and that's going to be a tirchi yaseira. And we had said, even though something may be a davar avod, if it involves a tirchi yaseira, you're not allowed to do it on chalamoid. What else am I not allowed to do? Ve'ein osin ugios legafanim, nor am I allowed to make ditches around vines in a vineyard, again, because it involves a tirchi yaseira. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah omer, ein osin esa'ama betchila b'moed, that I'm not allowed to dig a new irrigation canal on chol hamoed, ubishvius, or during Shemitah. V'chachamim omrim, and the chachamim say, no, osin esa'ama betchila b'shvius, that on shvius, during Shemitah, the halachas of Shemitah are not going to be exactly like the halachas of chol hamoed. Why? Because, and this makes sense to us, because during Shemitah, is there an Isser Malacha? No, there's no Isser Malacha during Shemitah. During Shemitah, I'm not allowed to do certain things. I'm not allowed to do certain Avodas HaKarka during Shemitah. So says the Chachamim that, am I allowed to dig a new irrigation canal during Shemitah? Sure, because I'm not supposed to do Avodas HaKarka involved in planting or plowing a field. This isn't planting, it's not plowing. I'm preparing it for after Shemitah, so therefore it's going to be fine. Chol HaMoed is not an Isser of Avodas HaKarka per se. There's an Isser Malacha. And therefore, in Chol HaMoed, I'm not allowed to dig a new irrigation canal. But however, umesaknen esamukukolos b'moed, if there's already an existing irrigation canal and it's simply ruined, then I'm allowed to fix it on Chol HaMoed, because that's not going to involve such a tircha, and it's also going to be a davar avod. Umesaknen es kalkule hamayim sheberushos harabim, and I'm allowed to, and you're allowed to clear out and fix the cisterns that are in Rosh Hasharabim, v'chotetin osan, and you're allowed to fix them, you're allowed to clear the blockages, and you're going to be allowed to clear them out, and umesaknen es hadrachem v'esarachobos, and you're also allowed to repair the streets and the rechovos. What are rechovos? If we already said that I'm allowed to prepare the drachim, of course I'm allowed to prepare the rechovos. The rechovos are like what they used to have, a rechovos acharabatim, rechovos in back of the houses. So I'm allowed to prepare both the streets in front of the house and the streets in the back of the house and the back of the house. So says the Gemara, says the Mishnah further, ves mikvah samayim, and I'm also allowed to repair the mikvah samayim, a mikvah, the osin called tzarchei harabim, and I'm allowed to do all tzarchei harabim. And that's what we said earlier. Again, two primary categories of malacha, which are permitted on Chol HaMoed. A davar avod, a personal malacha, which if I don't do it would involve a loss. That's limited. It's cabined by, is it tirchi yaseira? If tirchi yaseira, I'm not allowed to do it. If it's not tirchi yaseira, I am allowed to do it. Second category of malacha, generally, and that's what we're mentioning in the latter part of the Mishnah, are all tzarchei rabim, things that are necessary for the rabim. And over there, there is no limitation of tircha yaseira. Now, the Mishnah concludes, mitzayin es ha-kvaros, I'm allowed to be mitzayin the kvaros, I'm allowed to mark kvaros because it doesn't really involve any tircha, and I'm preventing the kohanim from being metame themselves, because if I'm not mitzayin the kvaros, if I don't designate where the kvaros are and demark them, nobody's going to know that there's a kever there. The yotzen af al kalayim, and you can also be yotzei on kalayim. In other words, you can make sure that people aren't violating an iser kalayim in their field, even on Chol HaMoed. Tosfos over here points out that the reason that I'm allowed to be Mitzayin the Kvarim is because there's no Tircha involved at all. And when it says V'yotzim ala Kalayim, Tosfos says, there's no Havamina that I wouldn't be able. I mean, Yotzim ala Kalayim means that Shluchei Basin go out to fields, they take a spatzir, and they go, they see who's planting Kalayim and who's not planting Kalayim. There's no Havamina that it's actually, there's not even a Malacha. Why wouldn't I be allowed to do that? So Tosfos says, Mitzvahu latzeis, kadaminam v'gemara, v'lo dami lane achrini, diktaniu misaknin, dai chovu, kadamuchak v'gemara. The other stuff is all permissive. In other words, am I supposed to be doing this malach on Chol HaMoed? No, but if my spring breaks, if my irrigation canal breaks and I have to fix it, then I'm allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed. So unlike all of the other categories in the Mishnah, which are permissive, where the Mishnah is telling me if I need to, if necessary, I'm allowed to do it, the last thing in the Mishnah is there is a positive, there is a chiyuv for the Shluchei Beis Din to go out and enforce the kalayim iser on chol amoed. In other words, it's not that it's permissive, it's that it's a mitzvah. That's the chiddush of the last part of the Mishnah according to Tosfos. Says the Gemara now, drilling down into these various categories of iser malach on chol amoed and certain things that are usser, certain things that are mutter, the Gemara is going to analyze. So says the Gemara, hashta yesh lomar mimayin shiyatza betchila da'asi lin pule mashkin. If the Mishnah told me that I'm allowed to be mashke beis hashlochen, an irrigated field, I'm allowed to water that field on Chol HaMoed, both with a mayan sheyatza mitchila, both with a new irrigation canal, and with an old, with an already pre-existing irrigation canal. So says the Gemara, isn't it obvious that if I'm allowed to water the field with a new irrigation canal where there's a greater risk that it's going to cave in, and therefore there's a greater risk that it's going to be a davar, that it's going to be a terchiyah seira, semimayin shaliyotza betchila delosi lan pule mibai? Do you need to tell me that I'm allowed to use an existing irrigation canal to water my field? Of course I am. I'm even allowed to do the extra tircha of digging a new one. So of course I'm allowed to use an existing one to water the field. So Amri Itzrich says the Gemara, no, both of them are necessary to be taught. Why? Because itana mayan sheyatza betchila, if we only would have learned that I'm allowed to use a mayan sheyatza betchila, a new mayan, hava mina hacha hu debes hashlochin in beis habalo. It's only when I'm digging a new irrigation canal where I'm only allowed to do it for an irrigated field, but I'm not allowed to do it for a beis habal. A beis habal is a field which is watered through megeshamim and not through man-made means. So I might think it's only when I have to go through the tircha of digging it anew that I'm only allowed to do it for an irrigated field, but not for a non-irrigated field. Mishum da'asi lan pule, and because it involves a lot of tircha. Avomayan shalayotza betchila. However, I might have thought that if there's an already existing irrigation canal, deloasi lan pule, where there's very limited risk of tircha because it's not likely to cave in, ema filu besabal nami, I might think, big deal, so I'm simply using an already existing irrigation field, therefore I'm even allowed to use it to water a field which is generally watered through rainwater. Kamash Malan, says the Gemara, says, and the purpose of the Mishnah is to teach me, no, loshna mayan sheyatza betchila, loshna mayan shelo yatza betchila. Doesn't matter what type of irrigation canal it is, whether it's a new irrigation canal or an already existing irrigation canal. Beis hashlachanin, beis habal, lo. I'm only allowed to do it for a beis hashlachin, but not for a beis habal. And again, the reason is because the only type of malacha which is going to be mutar on Chol HaMoed is a davar ha'avod. So if I have a field which is only watered when I bring it water, if I don't bring it water, I'm going to cause myself a loss because all my crops are going to die. If I'm dealing with a field that is going to be watered by the rainwater anyway, so when I'm bringing more water to the field, I'm not avoiding a davar avod because the field never takes my water. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to create a revach. I'm trying to create a profit. A profit on Chol HaMoed, that's usur. The only thing that's mutar on Chol HaMoed is a davar ha'avod. So that is why the Mishnah speaks both about a new irrigation canal and an old irrigation canal to tell me that it's only in the case of a beis hashlachan that I'm allowed to water my field, not in the case of a sadeh beis habal. Says the Gemara, we're talking about beis hashlachan and beis habal, and I'm translating them as irrigated and fed from the rainwater. How do we know that any of this stuff means that? Says the Gemara, my mashma da'ai beis hashlachan lishna tzachusahi. How do I know the beis hashlochen is a lashon of thirsty, meaning it's thirsty, and the only way it gets to drink is if man makes an irrigation canal and brings the water to the field. Because it says you're tired and you're thirsty. And in Targum Onkelos it says vat mashali veloy, that you are thirsty and exhausted. And Rashi says that mishali, the hay, is mishali for the ches, that you could switch the hay and the ches, and then instead of mishali, it's mishalchi. So mishalchi is the way we Uncle is taiches up thirsty. So beis hashlachin is an irrigated field because it's a thirsty field. And how do I know that beis habal is a lashon of settled, that it's not, there is no water brought to it by a human, that it's sort of there, and whatever rainwater comes, that's what waters the field. Dechsev ki yival bachor besula, because it says in the pasuk yival bachor besula, when a bachor and a besula, they start living together, they start having a relationship. Umetargaminan ari kama de misusiv olam in besula, a young man, just like he settles, just like the derech of a young man is to settle down with a young woman, yes, yasfun begavech banayech, that your children will settle in you. And that's referring to Eretz Yisrael, about how the Jewish people are going to settle into Eretz Yisrael. But from here we see that Beis HaShlachin is mashma, that it's thirsty. It's thirsty because it relies on the man-made spring to bring water to it. And a Beis HaBaal is something which is settled. It's stationary. It just takes as much water from the rainwater as it can. And when it rains, it's watered. When it's not rained, when it doesn't rain, it is not watered. So says the Gemara Navaiter. So again, the framework that we've been dealing with here so far, that we've already seen a number of times on the daf, is that on Chol HaMoed, I'm only allowed to do a malacha in order to avoid a davar avad, in order to avoid a hefsid. I'm not allowed to do a malacha simply to make a profit, simply to get a revach. I'm not allowed to do malacha. So says the Gemara, man tana de pseida in harvachalo. Who is the man d'yamar who says that I'm only allowed to do malacha on Chol HaMoed to avoid a pseida, not to get a profit? And also a further limitation, even if the malacha is done in order to avoid a hefsid, I'm only allowed to do the malacha if it doesn't involve a tirchi yaseira. But if it involves a tirchi yaseira, I'm not allowed to do the malacha. So I'm a Ravuna, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. He says Ravuna, it's Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. How do we know? It's not because we have the following Mishnah. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov says as follows. Moshchen asamaya me'ilan le'ilan. You're allowed to be moshech water. You're allowed to draw water from one tree to another tree. Why? Because if you don't water the other tree, it's going to die. Uvavach le'yishkes asadakula. So long as you don't take the opportunity to water the entire field. Why? Because if you water the entire field, it's going to be a harvacha. Why would it be a harvacha if you're watering the entire field? If the entire field is planted and it needs water, it should also be a davar avad. So we must interpret that we're talking about where there are only a couple of trees, the rest of the field is not planted. And that's why I'm allowed to draw water from one tree to the next, because if I don't water the tree that's already planted, it's going to be a hefsid. But I'm not allowed to water the rest of the field in order to prepare it for being planted, because to prepare something for being planted, that's not a hefsid, that's not a davar avad, that's a revach, that's arvacha, and arvacha is going to be usher on Chol HaMoed. So again, so Rav Huna suggests, maybe our Mishnah is Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, because Rav Elazar ben Yaakov just over here told us that I'm allowed to do malacha in order to avoid hefsid, I'm not allowed to do malacha in order to attain a revach. Says the Gemara, no, but Emer deshamet le Rav Elazar havracha delo. Okay, good. So over here I see that Rav Elazar distinguishes between hefsid and harvacha. Tircha b'makom seida mishamet le, but we have no indication from this Mishnah that we quoted in the name of Rav Elazar ben Yaakov that he places a further limitation on the malacha that I'm allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, even b'makom hefsid, to say that I'm only allowed to do it if there is no tircha yaseira, but if there is tircha yaseira, then I'm not allowed to do it. Where do we see that? Who is the Tana who holds from that? Say, Elam Rapapa, Hamani Rav Yudi, it's Rav Yehuda. Titania, because Rav Yehuda says as follows, in a brisa, Ma'ayan Ayotza Betchila, if you have a newly created irrigation ditch, Mashkin Mimenu Afilu Sada Beis HaBaal, a huge chiddush on Chol HaMoed, Divrei Rav Meir. Rav Meir says that on Chol HaMoed, you're even allowed to use a new irrigation ditch to water a field which is generally non-irrigated. It's generally watered through rainwater. Rav Yehuda Amar, Rav Yehuda says, Ein Mashkin El Asada Beis HaShlachin Shecharva, that you're only allowed to water Beis HaShlachin Shecharva. And therefore, because it's Charva, we're going to see in a minute in the Gemara what Charva is, but because it's Charva, you're allowed to water it, because otherwise it's going to be a Davar Avud. However, Rav Yehuda still says that he's limiting it to an irrigated field and not to a non-irrigated field, because somehow we're supposed to infer from here that he's afraid that he limits Malach on Chol HaMoed only to when there is no Tirchi Yaseira. But when there is a Tirchi Yaseira, he's not allowed to water the field. Now, the Gemara continues, Rav Elazar ben Azariah says, Lokach v'lokach, no, Yeser al-Kein Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said even something more, A person is not allowed to clean out a stream, and to water his gina and his churva on chol and chol, and he's not allowed to water his gina and his churva on chol amoed. So over here we need Tosfos. So Tosfos over here, there are two Tosfos in on toward the bottom of the page. So the first Tosfos, Yeser al Kain, which is the second to last on the page, Yeser al Kain Amar Rav Yehuda, Od Hayamachmer Yoser Afilu Beis Hashlochin Kaaser Laafnos Mishum David Tirchi Yesera. From this statement of Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, that's how we know that Rav Yehuda A makes a distinction between Pseida and Revach, and B places a limitation on Tirchi Yesera, because Rav Yehuda already said that I'm allowed to do this only by Esoda Beis Hashlochin, not by Esoda Beis Habal, because I'm only allowed to avoid a Pseida. I'm not allowed to give for myself a Harvacha. And now Rav Elazar ben Azariah cited that Rav Yehuda said even more, that Lo Yifna Adam Amasamayim V'yishka L'ginoso L'chavoso, that I'm not allowed to clear out an irrigation canal that was already there. Why not, says Tosfos? Because it's Tircha Yisera. And that's how I know that Rav Yehuda A distinguishes between Hefsed and Arvacha. B, even Malcolm Hefsed, he's going to say that I'm only allowed to do it when it doesn't involve a Tircha Yisera. What is the Gina and the Churva that we've been talking about in the Gemara? So now we have to look at the last Tosfos on the Amud, L'Ginoso L'Churvoso, Shel Beis Hashlochen. We're talking all about a Beis Hashlochen, obviously, because I'm only allowed to do the Malacha to prevent the Hefsed, but not to make a Revach, not to make a Harvacha. Gina, Makom Zra'im. Gina is a place where you plant. Churva, Makom Shacharvu Ilanos. That some trees were there, they were destroyed, v'charshu, v'zaru, v'natu, and then you plowed and you planted and now they're growing again. Maybe that Gina and the Churva need more water than ordinary fields. V'lozu avzuktani. And it's saying, lozu avzu. In other words, if I'm allowed to water a Gina, certainly I'm allowed to water a Churva where there's even a greater need for the water. Inami charav beso v'asagina. Or maybe we're talking, the Churva that we're talking about is generally in the Gemara, when we talk about a Churva means a destroyed house, and says Tosfos, maybe that's what it means here, that your house was destroyed, but in the place of the destroyed house, you're going to make a field. V'yasogina, and you're making a garden, v'tzvicha mayim tadr yosem mishar beis hashlachen, and it requires even more water than a general irrigated field, v'mishom de'ika tirchi yasei relo. So, but again, Tosfos says, over here, the Shita of Yehuda, he's saying two things. A, you're only allowed to do it for a beis hashlachen, not for a beis habal, because you're only allowed to do it to prevent Hefsed, not to make a Revach. B, I'm not allowed to clear out an Amas Hamayim, even though it's for to prevent the Hefsed, because it involves a Tircha Yisera, and I'm not allowed to do a Tircha Yisera, even Makom Hefsed, on Chol HaMoed. Now says the Gemara, the Gemara is going to get into what's a Churva. So five lines up from the bottom. So my Churva, what does it mean, Churva? Ilei Macharva Mamish, if it means a Churva, Salamali Damashkila, why are you watering a Churva? A Churva is a destroyed house. Why are you even watering a destroyed house? So Amar Abaye Shacharva Mimayan Zev Yatzalon Lamayan Achar. No, it doesn't mean that it's a destroyed house. It means that it had previously been watered by a certain irrigation canal, and now you want to water it by another irrigation canal. And that basically explains, says the Gemara, why it's a Davar Avad. It's a Davar Avad because it's used to receiving water. And if you're going to deprive it, if you're going to starve it of water on Chol HaMoed, you're going to incur a loss. In order to avoid incurring a loss, you're allowed to do this malacha on Chol HaMoed. Rav Elazar ben Azariah Omer Lokach V'Lokach, Loshna Charav Mayna V'Loshna Lo Charav Mayna. Doesn't matter whether it had been watered by an irrigation canal that was destroyed, wasn't destroyed, none of it makes a difference. Mayan Shiyatza Betchila Lo, you are never allowed to make a new irrigation canal on Chol HaMoed. Why? Because it's a Tircha Yisera. So whatever the Shita of Rav Yehuda is a machlokas, what exactly the Shita of Rav Yehuda is, clearly he's the one who A distinguishes between Pseida and Harvacha, and B, even B'makam Hefsid, he's going to place a limitation that you're only allowed to do the Malacha if it doesn't involve a Tircha Yisera. If it involves a Tircha Yisera, you are not allowed to do the Malacha. Says the Gemara now, two lines up from the bottom. Umimai, Dilma Adkan Lo Kamar Rav Yehuda Beis Hashlochen and Beis Habal Lo, Elamayin Shiyatza Betchila. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda only distinguishes between an irrigated field and a non-irrigated field when it comes to digging a new irrigation canal. Flipping over to Beis Hamikdash, Dilma Silan Pule, because I'm afraid maybe the irrigation canal is going to cave in, it's going to involve a lot of tercha. Aval Mayan Shiatsa Batchila, Diloa Silan Pule. However, an already existing irrigation canal where there is no danger that it's going to cave in and therefore it's not going to be as much of a tercha, Afilu Besa Bal Nami, then maybe I'm allowed to water even a Beis Habal, and even though that's to create a revach and not merely to avoid a hefsid. But says the Gemara, if I'm going to interpret Rav Yehuda to permit me to water my field, even if it's a non-irrigated field, even if it's a field that takes from the rainwater, Tim Kane must nisen aman termaya. Who am I attributing my Mishnah to? In other words, we had struggled on the bottom of Beis Amud Aleph to figure out who the Tana of the Mishnah is, because we needed to find somebody who distinguishes between Beis Habal and Beis Hashlachin, and somebody who distinguishes between Revach and Hefsid, and then somebody who, in addition to that, places a limitation, even B'mokam Hefsid, that you can't involve yourself in a Terchi Yaseira. And we said that's Rav Yehuda. So now if you're going to tell me that maybe Rav Yehuda says that if it doesn't involve Terchi Yaseira, I'm allowed to do the Malacha even for a Revach, I just blew up my notion of who the Mishnah's like. Ella the Rav Yehuda lo shna mayin sheyatsa betchila lo shna mayin shelo yatsa betchila. So says the Gemara, no. Rav Yehuda, whether in the case of a new irrigation canal or an existing irrigation canal, Beis Hashlachin and Beis Habal lo, you are not allowed to water a Beis Habal on Chol HaMoed, period, because that's a revach. You're not allowed to do malacha for a revach. You're only allowed to do malacha to prevent hefsid. The reason that we're arguing about a mayan sheyatsa betchila is ladiacha kocho de Rav Meir. It's to show the koach of Rav Meir. Da filu mayan ayotsa betchila mashkem imenu afilu soda beis habal. That Rav Meir is going to have this extremely lenient shita that even by a new irrigation ditch, you're even allowed to water a non-irrigated field. Now, why exactly would we try to be modia kocho of Rav Meir? So, if you look in Tosfos over here, it says kocho de Rav Meir de Mekel v'im tomar v'lisni shaliyotsu betchila l'diach kocho de Rav Yehuda. Why don't we talk about an old irrigation ditch where Rav Yehuda says you're not even allowed to use that for a sada beis habal? Why are we talking about a new irrigation ditch where Rav Meir is the one who's most mekel? Says because koach de teira adif, because he says that koach de teira is adif. It's always more precious to the Gemara to show the koach of the mekel as opposed to the koach of the machmir. And the reason is because it obviously takes more guts if you're going to be mekel, because the easy way out is to be machmir and say just don't do it. If you're going to be mekel, then it shows how firmly you hold your position, and therefore it shows a lot of fortitude and a lot of confidence in the psak, and therefore we're going to talk about koach de teira as opposed to koach of a chumra often in the Gemara. There is an interesting shita of the tzlach that koach de teira adif is only by an iser midoraisa, but not by an iser midrabanan. Why? Because again, the whole point of koach de teira adif is because it's showing confidence in the psak. If I'm so confident that I'm willing to be mekel, so that's a great thing. So says the tzlach. Well, what do we know? We know sufik deraisa lechumra and sufik derabanan lekula. So if I'm going to be mekel by an iser deraisa, then true, then koach de teira zodif, because if I don't know what to do, then I should be machmir. But if I'm being mekel, then it shows I have confidence in the psak. But maybe by an iser midrabanan, where it's sufik derabanan lekula anyway, so koach de teira is not so meaningful. So a lot of the other achronim say that no, the tzlach shita doesn't make any sense, because what does it mean when it says Sufik daraisa and sufik darabanan? When the Gemara always talks about sufik daraisa lechumra and sufik darabanan lekula, it talks about a sufik in mitzias. That's what it means. In other words, if I have a sufik safek in metzias midar, and like what happened? What are the facts on the ground? If it's a daraisa, I'm going to resolve it stringently. If it's a derabanan, I'm going to resolve it leniently. Here we're not talking about a safek in metzias. We're talking about how am I going to paskin? And in terms of how am I going to paskin? In terms of how am I going to paskin, then that requires the type of confidence, the fortitude in the psak, even if we're dealing with an isur mi derabanan, even if they're dealing with an isur mi derabanan. Because the tzlach wanted a proof from here, that we'll tie this back to something that we mentioned in the Akdama, the tzlach wanted a proof from here that it must be that malachan chalamoid is malachan mi deraisa. Because if malachan chalamoid was only mi derabanan, so we wouldn't be so excited about the koach de'atera of Rav Meir. We'd only be excited about it if it was an Isser Midaraisa. So from here we're proving that the Isser of Cholamoy, the Isser Malacha on Cholamoy is an Isser Midaraisa. But then again, the other Achronim say no, that the Koach Teira and the Suffolk Rabban and Lakula Lakumra, that's all talking about a Suffolk Mitzia, is talking about something totally different. All right, so we better get moving a little bit more quickly. Says the Gemara now as follows. Itmar, Hamenachesh, if a person weeds a field, Vamashke Mayim Lizroim, or if a person waters seeds, Beshabbos. Now we're switching gears, we're talking about Shabbos. Mishamai Masrinambe, what are we going to give him? What are we going to give him Hasra about? And Rashi says, even though we're talking about weeding, we're definitely not going to be Masrahim for the Malacha of Kotzer, because the Malacha of reaping, the Malacha of harvesting is only where you're pulling the good stuff from the ground. But by Menachesh, when you weed, you're not pulling the good stuff from the ground, you're pulling the bad stuff from the ground. So even though it sort of looks like harvesting, you're not harvesting. So what malacha are we going to give him Asra for? So Rabba Amar Mishum Choresh, Rav Yosef Amar Mishum Zareya. Rabba says we're going to give him Asra for planting, and Rav Yosef says for planting. So for plowing, rather, or for planting. So Amar Rabba, Kavasi Didi Mistabra. It's Mistabra like me that it's an Isra of Choresh. Ma Darko Shal Choresh Lo Arpuye Aro, just like Choresh has the effect of softening the earth. Hainami Murapuye Ara. Also, when I'm weeding and when I'm bringing water to the Zrayim, it has the effect of softening the earth, and therefore it's the same halacha. But Amar Rav Yosef, Kavasi Didi Mistabra. Rav Yosef says, what are you talking about? This isn't plowing. This is more like planting. Ma Darko Shal Zareel, it's Muche Peira, Hainami Matsmuch Peira. Just like the derech of Zareya is to grow fruit, is to grow produce. So to this grows produce. Tosfa says, we don't have time to see it inside, but Tosfa says, this machlokes depends on what do we look at. Do we look at what the malacha, do we look at the effect of the malacha, or do we look at the intent that you have when doing the malacha? So Rabba says, we look at the effect of the malacha. The effect of the malacha is to soften the earth, therefore it's like Choresh, where the effect of the malacha is to soften the earth. Rav Yosef said, no, on Shabbos, we have this concept of Meleches Machsheves. Meleches Machsheves, we're going to look to the intent. What's the intent of weeding and the intent of bringing water to Zeraim is to prepare the field for planting. And therefore, we're going to look at the intent. We're going to look at the intent to plant as opposed to the effect, even though the effect has an effect that is like Choresh. So says the Gemara, Amarle Abaya L'Rabba L'Didach Kasha L'Rav Yosef Kasha. I don't understand, says Abaya. I don't understand this Maglokas. According to both you and Rav Yosef, it's a Kasha. L'Didach Kasha Mishum Choresh Mishum Zareya. Lo, you're going to tell me that it's a Isser of Choresh, but it doesn't look at all like Zareya? The Rav Yosef Kasha Mishum Zareya and Mishum Choresh. Lo, it only looks like Choresh. It only looks like Zareya, rather, but it doesn't look like Choresh. V'chite Mekolei Chedichatarti Lo Mechayev Elachada. So you say it's Isser because of both. And if you're going to tell me, no, I have to pick one, Vamar Rav Kahana, but Rav Kahana says, no, not true. Zomer v'tzorech l'eitzim, if you're pruning and you also need the eitzim, chayiv shtayim, you're going to be chayiv two isurim, echad mishum notea, one because of, you're causing it to grow, because when you prune, you're priming the branches to grow more quickly, v'echad mishum kotzer, and one because of kotzer. So why are we even having this machlokes, whether it's like harisha or like zriya? Say it's both. It's both harisha and zriya. Just like zomer v'tzorech le'etzim, it's noteya, it's planting, and it's kotzer, and it's harvesting. So it's akasha. Say it's Rav Yosef l'Rabba. So Rav Yosef asks Rabba, asks akasha and Rabba, amenachesh, if a person weeds a field, v'amachapen, a person covers seeds, l'kalayim, loke, he's going to be loke. Rav Akiva omer afa makayim. Rav Akiva says that even somebody who merely maintains a field of kelayim is going to be loka. A little bit of a kasha why he would be loka, because it seems to be a lav shem b'maisa, but okay. But the shita of Rav Akiva is that if a person even maintains kelayim in his field, he's going to get malchus. So bishlam elididi damina mishum zareya. So one of the things that you're doing is that you're weeding. So weeding, remember, is what Rabba and Rav Yosef were arguing about the first time. Says Rav Yosef, I understand if the problem with weeding is that it's like Zareya. Now, I understand why that's going to be usur with Lagabe Kalayim, Hainadasi Rizriya Be Kalayim, because you're not allowed to plant Kalayim. So if weeding is like Zriya, it's like Zareya, I know why there's an Isser by Kalayim. But according to you, who says that weeding is like Harisha, it's like plowing, Harisha Bekalayim Yasiri, is it usur to plow by Kalayim? No, it's not usur to plow, but the reason that you're going to be Chayiv, the reason that it's a lav, is because you're maintaining Kalayim in the field. But how can you tell me it's an Isser of maintaining? But Rav Akiva is the one who introduces Makayim, Kalayim, Makalayim. It's mashma that the Tanakama says the problem is something other than Makayim. And so what's the problem? Either if it's Zriya, I understand what the problem is. But if it's Harisha, I don't know what the problem is, because Harisha by Kalayim is going to be Mutter. Says the Gemara, you're misinterpreting the Braisa. Kula Revi Akiva, it's all Revi Akiva. We're not talking about Harisha, we're not talking about Zriya. Uma Tam Kamar, my Tam Hamanachesh Vamachafe Bekalayim Loke. Why is a person who weeds or a person who brings water to the seeds by Kalayim, by a field of Kalayim, why is it that he gets Malkus? Mishum Makayim, it's because it's Makayim. She Revi Akiva Omer. Af HaMakayim, because Rav Akiva says, even somebody who's Makayim is Chayev by Kalayim. My time at the Rav Akiva, why would Rav Akiva say that Makayim is Aser? Titania, because we darshan the Pasuk from a Braisa. Sodcha lo Sizra Kalayim. It says, Sodcha lo Sizra Kalayim. So, Ainli Elozareya. I only know that it's Aser to plant. How do I know Makayim Inayim? How do I know that once it's already planted, it's Aser even to maintain it? Tamalomar Kalayim Sodchalo, because we're going to splice the words in the pasuk and we're going to darshan it Kalayim Sodchalo, meaning that you're not allowed to do anything with Kalayim. You're not allowed to plant Kalayim. You're not even allowed to maintain Kalayim. What is this drasha? So if you look in the Torah or in Os Aleph, the pasuk actually says as follows, Eschukosai Tishmeru Behemtecha Lo Sarbiya Kalayim. Good. So behemtecha lo sarbiya kalayim. Sodcha lo sizra kalayim. Sodcha lo sizra kalayim. What the Gemara did is it basically took the word kalayim at the end of the portion of the pasuk dealing with behema and applied it to the portion of the pasuk that deals with sodcha. So if instead of reading behemtecha lo sarbiya kalayim, comma, sodcha lo sizra kalayim, which only tells me nisra of zriya, the way the Gemara is reading it is kalayim sodcha lo, that I'm not allowed to have anything to do with kalayim on my field, and anything having to do with Kalayim, even Kiyam, even being Makayim Kalayim, is going to be Aser. Right, so we'll stop here. We will pick up, God willing, from Tanan tomorrow, and we will be back on Sunday with all of the Zoomers, God willing. Everybody have a wonderful Shabbos.